Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn something super duper cool, artificial intelligence. We have Professor Eric Brynjolfsson from MIT to join us. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Xiaolan.
你好.
It's great to be here.
Thank you. We know that you are the world's leading expert in how technologies, especially robots and artificial intelligence, affect the economy and also the labor force. I think artificial intelligence is a very important phrase for you to understand and to master, actually, in Chinese.
I think it's an important phrase for all of us to learn and to master.
It is. Right. Can you share with us your findings, how the trend of artificial intelligence has been leading to?
Well, I have to say, I was optimistic about the trend of artificial intelligence when I wrote my book, The Second Machine Age, with Andrew McAfee. But even my optimistic projections have turned out to underestimate the advances. When I talk to some of my colleagues who are real scientists doing AI research, they've surprised themselves at how quickly they've been able to improve in the area of AI.
Will you be able to give us like 20 seconds definition what AI is?
Well, AI is the ability of machines to do intelligent tasks that humans previously could only do.
Mm-hmm.
The definition is always moving. 50 years ago, playing checkers or tic-tac-toe or simple games was considered artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
20 years ago, beating a human in chess was AI.
Right.
Now, the systems are learning how to see as well as humans, how to hear, really to do all five senses,
right,
how to do reasoning tasks. One of the most famous AI breakthroughs of the past year was the team from DeepMind taught a computer how to win at the game of Go, the ancient Chinese game of Go.
Yep.
And this went on the cover of Nature as a big breakthrough.
Yes, right. We know Go is the ancient Chinese board game invented thousands of years ago, and that's the hardest one.
Well, that's exactly right. In a game like chess or checkers, there's only a limited number of moves.
Mm-hmm.
But with Go, there are so many possible moves that actually the different board positions, it's been calculated, is many times more than the number of atoms in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be impossible for a computer, even the fastest computer in the world, to just test every possibility.
Right.
They have to see patterns the way humans do.
Yes. Since this is such an important subject, I think it's quite important that we learn how to say it in Chinese. To say artificial intelligence in Chinese, we say 人工智能.
人工智能.
人工智能. 人工, that means artificial.
人工.
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 人工. 人 means person. 工 is work. So a person's work, that's artificial.
人工.
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 人工. So anything man-made, we can say 人工.
Yeah, 人工. That's like, person work, man-made. It's very literal.
That's right. And then to say intelligence, in this particular case, we say 智能.
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 智能. 智, that means wisdom and means capability. The character originally, it's actually the combination between knowledge and the sun.
Like the sun in the sky?
Yeah, the sun in the sky. And then the origin of the character is actually to describe the someone who is very knowledgeable about how the sun and earth orbit each other and how the sun rises and how the sun goes down.
Or enlightened. In English, we talk about someone being enlightened.
Exactly. So that means someone who is wise to understand the nature movement. 智.
智.
智. And then the second word, 能.
能.
能, that means ability.
能.
能. So 智能 together is the knowledge to be competent, the ability to conduct something. So that means intelligence. And 能 is a very interesting character. It looks like a very complicated, like animal shape character. And in fact, the shape of the character originally was the shape of a bear. So they make a bear-shaped character because they felt bears were very powerful. So they borrowed that shape to represent capability and ability and power.
Yes, I can see how the bear is a very powerful creature.
So 人工智能 together, that's artificial intelligence. 人工智能.
人工智能.
人工智能. So let's go back to the fascinating subject, 人工智能 has been so powerful and people have put a lot of research effort for gaming and then for VR and then for a lot of different entertainment, but also for like medicine and different industries. Can you share a little bit insight with us?
It's amazing how widespread the use of artificial intelligence is now. We've all heard about the self-driving cars, the vision systems that can not just recognize faces, but the same kinds of neural nets, which is a kind of artificial intelligence, are also being used to help diagnose cancer. They could look at a medical image and say, oh, this one looks like cancer, this one looks like it's not cancer. And like you said, there are some that are being used in entertainment, exciting virtual reality worlds where some of the characters are artificial intelligence.
Right.
Most of us have had a chance to talk to Siri or some of the other intelligent agents, but we can also be talking to intelligent agents in our games.
Yes. I remember Microsoft, they had Cortana and Xiaoyi. That's the same robot, but one speaks Chinese, one speaks English.
They're constantly learning. The new generation of artificial intelligence learn every time they get data. So when Xiaoyi has tens of millions of conversations, the folks at Microsoft use that to continually improve the capabilities of the bot.
Right. So with the development of 人工智能, I know a lot of sci-fi movies, they have come into the imagination, the wild imagination that one day robots will be more competent than humans in many things, not only picking up the pencil, not only cleaning your house, but at the same time, because scientists or researchers can impose or implant the moral standard on them. Therefore, they argue, some people argue that robots might have more moral standard than human beings because sometimes humans do evil things.
Well, the key thing you said there is someday. I think that we need to keep in perspective how long it takes to improve these things.
Right.
The example you gave of picking up a pencil, believe it or not, it's actually very hard for a robot to do.
Yep.
A two-year-old can do that or walk up the stairs or understand what happens when you pour a glass of water upside down.
Right.
Robots don't understand all those things. So in a way, they're not even as intelligent as a human two-year-old. But in other ways, they're much more advanced.
Yes.
Obviously, they can multiply big numbers and beat humans at the game of Go.
Right.
So it's very uneven. I think it'll be many decades before we have to worry about machines taking over the world and the moral dilemma that happens when machines are better than humans in almost every task. Right now, the big question is how it's going to affect the workforce and productivity and employment. And that's, I think, the challenge that we're facing over the next 10 years.
Right. Thank you, Eric, for sharing with us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. I hope you enjoy this episode. Today, we talk about how to say artificial intelligence. 人工智能. Perfect. Please don't forget to rate us and review us and share with your friends. Until next time, 再见.